The Ministry of Health is working assiduously to ensure that persons have access to the available COVID-19 vaccines. This assurance has come from Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John, who reminded Vincentians that vaccination for COVID-19 is available at flu clinics across the country.
So for this week and going forward up until December, your vaccination site would have at least some extended hours. For example, today at the Solidarity Car Park in Kingston, they're going to go there until 6:30. Some of the other clinics, Stops Polyclinic, Levi Latham Health Center, Bookerman Polyclinic, they are also going to extended hours. In fact, the Bookerman, for the Bookerman district, we've realized that there are some persons who would access the services at the flu clinic in Leyu. And once they've tested negative, people automatically want the vaccine. And so we've assigned persons there to be able to accommodate those persons. We're working as hard as we can to ensure that people have access to the service that they need where vaccination is concerned.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. Regionally, Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness yesterday made it clear that no one will be forced to take the COVID-19 vaccine. Holness made the point even as he finally put a timeline on when his government will roll out what he's now labeled a vaccine option that will kick in once half the country's population is inoculated. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Bahamas since the outbreak now stands at 21,580. Internationally, the U.S. has announced that it will reopen its borders to fully vaccinated travelers from November 8th. Under new rules announced by the White House, vaccinated people who have had a negative test in the 72 hours before traveling will be allowed to enter. The move marks the end of the tough restrictions that have been imposed on travelers since early last year. Meanwhile, British health officials said today that 43,000 people may have been wrongly told they don't have the coronavirus because of problems at a private laboratory. The UK Health Security Agency said the Immensa Health Clinic Limited lab in the central England city of Wolverhampton has been suspended from processing swabs after the false negatives. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.